You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And talking about the B-Rave, which is happening this Friday, at the Mothership with an incredible lineup of DJs, Haji, Kieran Taher, Karu, Left Hand Loz, Birkenthot, and Monogamy, who's in the studio right now. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, it's so nice to have you up here at the top of what is going to be a very exciting week. This B-Rave has been a while in the making, thanks to Anika and Molly, who've put in hours of hard work behind the scenes on this. But it's also going to be such a cool exploration of a whole plethora of different sounds from around the dance communities of Tāmaki and beyond. You come from like queer dance space. You've done a lot of amazing sets for local and international artists. Tell us a bit about how you got into DJing Monogamy.
Yeah, so I was living in Melbourne, and I learned how to DJ at this club called Hugs and Kisses, and which is in the centre of the city, and it was a 24-hour club, which was a bit rare. But as they were closing down, because the building got bought, they held a bunch of DJing lessons. So I went along to those, and then ended up getting a residency at a queer club, which was great. Yeah.
And you run a lot of great nights here in Auckland as well. Tell us a wee bit about that community.
I run a night called Nympho with three others, and it's been great. Really, really cool to just connect with all of the other people playing like similar stuff, and you know, being able to book them because we love their sets. And it's been really, really great. Incredible dance community we've got here, I think.
We're going to talk a little bit more about sounds and genres and things that interest you, but I think we should hit a track so that we have a bit of context for the world we're stepping into. What are we about to listen to?
This is Running Back by JHL, and JHL's a producer from Auckland. They're 16, I think.
Whoa!
They're singing on this track, produced it all. They're an incredible producer I really want to look out for sure, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. back, run back, run back. How fast you run back, run back, run back, run back, run back, run back. How fast you run back, run back, run back, run back, run back, run back. How fast you run.
JHL with Running Back, 16 years old. That's absolutely insane. I was not doing anything half as cool when I was 16.
Me either.
So exciting. Monogamy is in the studio. Monogamy, one of the many amazing DJs we've got playing at the B-Rave this Friday at the Mothership, thanks to Lord of the Fries and Under the Radar. So this is kind of sitting in that world of hyperpop or adjacent world of hyperpop. How would you describe the kind of genres you're interested in?
Yeah, I think when I was learning to DJ, I was very into like house and the queer origins of that.
Yeah.
But I also love pop music. So I try and sort of blend house and techno with pop music. And I think that a lot of hyperpop, quote unquote, is very aware of that history and but also aware of, you know, they just love to make pop music. So I think, I think it's definitely, you know, the sort of future focused pop music that I just love. Yeah.
And also, like, whenever queerness and pop music intersect, it takes some of the more like freaky and explicit elements of pop music and really plays with that part of the idea, which I always think ends up making something that sounds so shiny it's almost like too bright or something, but it's so exciting to hear and it's so fascinating to see how you can play with that genre. We're going to listen to one of your own tracks now.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about this. What is it?
It's a drum and bass remix of Mariah Carey.
Love it.
Mariah Carey's obsessed. it was a little bit I was making this mix and I was just playing around and I made this bass line with another song, and then I was like, how about if I put Mariah over this? And so, yeah, I just based it around that. Yeah.
It felt right. Let's hit it.
I'm
That is your own edit, Monogamy, of Obsessed. A nice drum and bass flavour to that. I enjoyed that for a Monday morning.
Thank you, yeah.
So you what came first? Obviously, DJing was something you learnt when you were in Melbourne, but then not every DJ makes their own tracks. That's obviously something that you're personally interested in. What was the entry point into that part of it for you?
Yeah, I guess I've always... I've always been into music. I learned piano for 10 years or so. I guess I just wanted to combine my love of dance music and music. And, I just started messing around.
And when you kind of know there's a song that will take you from one song to another song and you're like, that song doesn't exist. Maybe I need to make the edit.
No, exactly, yeah. Exactly. It definitely starts with making a lot of DJ edits, which, you know, maybe in varying levels of complexity.
Hey, they're all important for getting you from A to B.
Completely.
We have got a Sophie song to end on, which feels like a good thing, because I know you're a mega Sophie fan.
Yeah.
Who is sort of like talismanic almost for like queer hyperpop spaces. Tell us a wee bit about this track that we're going to listen to.
Yeah, this is to me a very iconic Sophie track. It's unreleased, but it's been played on the radio a bunch. But it's just sort of this euphoric summer jam, which is great for the depths of winter, I think. But
yes.
Sophie's such a big part of my musical journey, my DJing journey. I think she was really great at seeing the future and but still being in touch with the origins of, you know, what the genres that you're messing with are. So yeah,
totally. Well, we're going to end on this Reason Why song. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Monogamy. We will see you this Friday at the Mothership for the B-Rave, representing a whole amazing crew of artists and community that come with your sounds. But there's also sounds from Kieran Tahir, Haji, Karu, Left Hand Loz, and Birkin Thought. And there really is, like, we keep saying this like it's a tagline, but there really is going to be a DJ set for you. So there will be something that tickles your fancy when you come to the B-Rave this Friday.
So excited.
I do also appreciate that the line that Molly's stuck in the copy saying, we can't promise there won't be psytrance. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of everything on Friday night. Tickets are from under the radar. They're only $15. And thanks to Lord of the Fries and UTR who have sponsored this. And thanks to you as well. We will see you on Friday at the rave.
Thanks, Rachel. And then
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.